Young man prostrated by power of God. We had appointed evening prayer meetings in different parts of the city to accommodate all who wished to attend. The family that had been most forward in opposing me was present at one of these meetings. Upon this occasion, while those assembled were engaged in prayer, the Spirit of the Lord came upon the meeting, and one of the members of this family was prostrated as one dead. His relatives stood weeping around him, rubbing his hands and applying restoratives. At length he gained sufficient strength to praise God, and quieted their fears by shouting with triumph over the marked evidence he had received of the power of the Lord upon him. The young man was unable to return home that night. This was believed by the family to be a manifestation of the Spirit of God, but did not convince them that it was the same divine power that had rested upon me at times, robbing me of my natural strength and filling my soul with the peace and love of Jesus. They were free to say that my sincerity and perfect honesty could not be doubted, but they considered me self-deceived in taking that for the power of the Lord which was only the result of my own overwrought feelings. My mind was in great perplexity in consequence of this opposition, and as the time drew near for our regular meeting, I was in doubt whether or not it was best for me to attend. For some days previous I had been in great distress on account of the feeling manifested toward me. Desiring to escape the criticism of my brethren, I decided to remain at home. In trying to pray, I repeated these words again and again, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" The answer that came to my heart seemed to bid me trust in my heavenly Father, and wait patiently to know His will. I yielded myself to the Lord with the simple trust of a little child, remembering He had promised that those who follow Him shall not walk in darkness. Finally, a sense of duty impelled me to go to the meeting, and I went with the full assurance that all would be well. While we were bowed before the Lord, my heart was drawn out in prayer, and filled with the peace that only Christ can give. With childlike faith I could only say, "Heaven is my home, and Christ my Redeemer." My soul rejoiced in the love of my Savior, and physical strength left me.